Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country. That's BBM Bumbarabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to our traditional ancestors, a beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, all ears here for your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, National Q&A screenings announced for Uraloo. The film had sold out a screening at Sydney International Film Festival, Melbourne International Film Festival, Cinefest Oz and Darwin International Film Festival. Uraloo, our country, also picked up the Best Festival Category Award, the Edge of Impact, at the 20th Doc Edge Festival Awards at its international premiere in New Zealand. Won the Best International Feature Documentary Award at Buffalo International Film Festival, has been selected for the UN Human Rights Tour. Uraloo Country is an 82-minute documentary featured from Australia directory, Yarrabul Malam, which was co-created with Benjamina Elder Maitland Parker, and immerses us in its final year as it strives to preserve his culture, his heel, his homeland, scarred by the largest contaminated site in the Southern Hemisphere. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Yarrabul Malam, director and producer. On the line, Yarra, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, please.
Oh, me? I'm not mob, but I'm based down in Darawal country, just south of Gadigal country.
Lovely. Well, we welcome you and thank you for coming on board. Congratulations on your award and your recognition there. Tell us about this fantastic program, please, this film. Thank you.
So we were co-creating a film called Uraloo, which is country in Bunjuma, with Bunjuma elder Maitland Parker. Mm-hmm. And, his country up in the Pilbara of Western Australia is where the Wittenoom asbestos mines were mining blue asbestos back in the 40s, 50s and 60s. Mm. And what actually happened back then is that they dumped like 3 million tons of asbestos waste from these mines all over Bunjuma country, making it the largest contaminated site in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yarra, you look at this, we talk about truth-telling, and here's a film about the truth. And it is what it is, and it needs to be said, and using film to do it.
Yeah, and I think Maitland really, this was his truth. He got sick because of what other people did to his country, but he didn't want that to be the end of his story. And so he worked with us, and his family worked with us, his wife Margie and his daughters Renara, Carmel and Corrine.
Yes.
And his eldest brother Trevor Parker. They were quite instrumental in working with us on making this film, because the old man, he got sick. He got mesothelioma, which is a really aggressive cancer that affects the lungs and stomach.
And he ended up calling his homeland poison country.
Yeah, just because of what, this fibre, this toxic, deadly mineral being on his country, being dumped there and nobody cleaning it up, and people can't access country safely. People still go back. Or have been there, in the recent past, and they kind of live with this kind of hanging over their head that Monday they might get sick because of, the fact that country hasn't been cleaned up yet.
Yarra, has there been any legal investigation?
So Bunjuma people have decided that they're going to launch litigation to force the remediation of their country.
Yes.
So that's being organised through the Bunjimo Native Title Aboriginal Corporation.
Mm.
They've hired a litigation firm by the name of Gordon Legal.
Okay.
And the principal lawyer there, Peter Gordon, he ran the original, he was one of the solicitors that ran the original cases of the 80s and 90s to get compensation for the Witenoom mine workers and the residents of Witenoom who all got sick from the mining there. You know, back then, people didn't really think about the TOs, the traditional owners,
no.
and the damage done to country and what rights they may have had and how, you know, people are getting sick from country. So it's kind of coming back on in this unfinished business to help Bunjima people get country healed.
And these mining companies need to be accountable for the actions that they've... that they committed, you know. It's so very, very important. And the film is telling the story, yes, but it also gives a bit of weight in regards to the trueness of what happened on country and the wrongness, you could say. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I think what it does is it kind of exposes the difference between the mindsets of the miners who went out there and saw, you know, rock and, you know, didn't see the same things that Bunjima people see. And, you know, Maitland approached country as something he has to care for. And he had this message, this saying, well, Bunjima people have this saying that if you look after country, country looks after you.
Exactly.
And obviously, you know, nobody looked after Witenoom. The miners didn't. They destroyed it. They destroyed that country. And now it's, you know, making people sick. But the other message that Maitland had as well, and this is what we really wanted to show in the film, is that if you heal country, you know, that will heal us too.
That's
you know,
right.
And that, that kind of ecological restoration is linked to our own health and well-being. So that's something that, you know, we don't want people to despair coming out of this film. Like, there is action that can be taken and country can be healed.
Exactly. And we're talking about a big footprint, aren't we? We're talking about 46,000 hectares. On Bunjima country. So
that's right. It's the largest contaminated site in the Southern Hemisphere.
There you go.
It's
not a trophy they want.
Three times the size of Sydney Harbour.
Exactly. It's not a trophy they want. It's a beautiful country. The country has been damaged. And like I said, the country is sick and it sickens the people as well, of course.
Yeah. And look, if people want to help, Bunjima are running a Clean Up Witenoom campaign. So if you go to cleanupwitenoom.com, there'll be some ways that you can help, you know, just spread the word, donate if you've got the means to, but, you know, just highlighting this issue, you know, is really important because there's been this kind of process of erasure of not talking about Witenoom. The town itself got buried, it got removed from road signs, it got erased from maps. You know, we need to kind of bring this back into public conversation.
Exactly. So can you spell Witenoom, please, and how we can contact or make donations?
Yeah. If you go to www.cleanup, and then Witenoom,
witenoom.com. .com, lovely. All right, fantastic.
Yeah. You can find it through our website too, which is Yurlu, Y-U-R-L-U, country, .com. Yurlucountry.com. That's easier.
Beautiful. Yep, .com. Well, thank you very much for sharing with us. And look, big shout out to the mob there. And love prayers
thank
going
you.
Out there
and,
to
Maitland
Parker.
And we'll be releasing in cinemas next week as well. So hopefully people get a chance to have a watch.
Okay, lovely. Well, all the best. You take care, and we'll yarn soon, sis. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Yeah. There is a deadly yarn there. Yarrabo Melham, a director and producer of the film Yurulu Country, is an 82-minute documentary featuring from Australian director Yarrabo Melham, who had just had a yarn to, which was co-created with Benjamin Alder, Maitland Parker, and immerses us in his final year as he strives to preserve his culture and heal his homeland, scarred by the largest contaminated site in the Southern Hemisphere. And so you'll be able to see that on your screens, you mob. So do check out supporting, if you wish to support, cleanupwitenoom.com. That's WITTENOOM, or otherwise check out yurulumcountry.com. That's YURLU country, one word, .com. And support, and just look at the stories, read the story. And we're talking about truth telling. Here it is, a story about how the land was contaminated by a mining company, and has virtually damaged the country as well as damaging the Melbourne country. So, look, very important conversations need to be had. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here. Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program here, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
You're gonna have to step.
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, Daily Track there, Bob Thomas, Island Song here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, we're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trev.
How are you, brother? What's happening?
I'm really glad to get on. I've been waiting a week to get on here. It's really difficult at the moment. Mm-hmm. What's happening out here in Gordonvale?
And what's happening in Gordonvale?
The council of...
Sorry there?
I tried to get on Monday, the 3rd. They announced the council clean-up, and they went round to some of the graves, a lot of the graves, with a piece of A4 paper laminated, and they got plastic ties and tied them to the grave saying that they were going to be removed and stuff. And I kept going back and it was Guy Fawkes Day yesterday, the day they were going to blow up the Houses of Parliament. And anyway, that's another thing. I just want to concentrate on what's happening in the cemetery. I don't think all the family know. The old people's graves have been levelled. There's nothing, not a blade of grass. They've taken the frames. There's graves where concrete blocks were there. They've all gone. And there's more graves. Trev, these all warriors.
Mm.
You know, how would the RSL people, with their graves, be just... No, I'm devastated to see that. I've known them people, them old people. I've been around for a few years, you know.
Sure. I know there's always a clean-up coming close to monsoonal season. That would probably be the case in regard to the clean-up.
I know you work for the council. And
it is really a conflict of interest I'm doing for us.
Mm.
I know you're a busy man, eh?
Exactly. But there's communication with the public in regarding clean-up time for grave sites, cemeteries, in regards to monsoonal, you know, potential cyclones and what have you for potential missiles.
That doesn't mean ripping out the frames and the crosses and things. That doesn't mean just totally leaving them and leaving nothing. And they only, you know, they said they were going to do it from the 3rd of November.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been going down there at night time or after they knock off work and seeing, I've been filming it every day. I've been filming the whole place for 4 years.
Yeah.
And I've been communicating with the Human Rights Office and I've had more letters from them going on. And I did talk to the mayor one day and she's going to get this case on her desk, but you know, I'm still trying to get...
Yeah, and I think the people can reach out to the council to pick up their gear, their stuff, and for their loved ones, and then return it after monsoonal.
No, they say whatever they take is going to be dumped now. There's no reclaiming it. Like I got my crosses back, and they're here in my yard in the front garden now.
And what's your process there? Are you putting crosses back on your other half's grave?
Sorry, what was that?
What's your process? Are you putting the crosses back on your other half's grave?
I really wish. That's the whole thing. They want
That's
to
right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I can't talk for other people. Not everybody wants a cross or a memorial. Not everybody is Christian, you know?
Exactly,
it's just a cross is it's just an identification thing. I'm not a religious fanatic. It's just a simple thing. We got married in church. That's about it, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, we just so it's easy to get labelled as a religious fanatic because I'm making a big deal about crosses. It is a big deal.
Well, to you it is, of course.
They ripped them out of the ground, and because I've got no kids, I put one in for myself too for the future. Mm. And you see in the cemetery people someone passed away, and then they get a double marble one, and they leave one blank until it's needed.
Sure.
So it's just a different process.
Mm.
But I'm lost for words with this sometime. I've been battling this council for 3 years.
Mm.
It's just such an emotional thing to have to do. And they're merciless.
Mm.
This is an atrocity.
Yep.
It's like my wife in her land rights. I said, you got nothing even when you're gone. They'll come and rob your grave.
Mm, yeah, taking that on board. Any word with Green Patch?
Oh, mate, it's just an atrocity in place. It's shut. It's been shut since I cursed them. And, you know, after they put their signs up and it flooded, they're all gone. The people, family down the river and all the people are gone. It's just a ghostly... It's just a $5 million waste of time, and we can't even go down the park or the river no more. This is Gordonville, ex-One Nation, racist atrocity.
Mm.
And, because the councils were amalgamated, all this is happening. The Cairns Council is... a Labor seat, don't you? Michael Healy is the...
Well, that's state, yeah, member of Cairns, yep. And council, two different... local is Cairns. Michael Healy, state, yep. And then in your neck of the woods for...
Cairns.
For Mulgrave is Terry James, MP, state.
Yeah, this is the trouble, see, we've got... Doesn't matter what they'll protect him because they need him for the water supply. This is all part of the big cover up going on. And so he can get away with murder just about.
Big words.
Depressing the people is part of genocide and destruction of the group. We can't even have a group. We've got group graves, which is disappearing, and then this. You know, they might put another graves on top of them. This is what happens.
Mm.
I've been collecting footage of all films all across the country where this was happening. But this is Aboriginal people on their own lands.
Yeah.
I know when you're gone, everybody's the same size, they reckon, but this is a Murray station and a Murray world, and there's no treaty and there's no respect for anybody. They're all, you know, the old people that they've cleared their site in there, these people were taken away to Palm Island, like my wife's mother and her auntie. They were born on Palm
removal.
Island.
That's truth-telling. Removal, of course, of First Nation people.
Yeah, they were removed and they've made their way back here. And I've known the family for 40 years. And I know them old people. And the struggle to come here to get back to country, then the council took over the native title in 2009. We haven't got an inch of land. Cemetery, and there's a little insult I saw, just a little thing. Yeah.
Mm.
By the airport.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah, right. And there's a track people go walking up there. There's a couple of plum trees there, but if you look at it, there's a little dog cemetery there. I think it's for the police dogs. And someone damaged that. And the police charge them. You can understand what I'm saying here.
You're saying one rule for one, different rule for another.
Dog got more right, mate. Good have got more right. I'm really disgusted, but I don't upset the police anymore.
Mm.
I don't upset the police at all because I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yep. But
we're just all out here. I dare to talk.
Dare to talk and talk on this program, National Talk Black. Well, thank you for your call, and we're hearing you, my brother, so thank you for your yarn.
Yeah, but I'm worried that they're going to take more graves out. It needs to be stopped, Trev.
Okay, and there's your message.
There's more graves. Yep. Yeah, they've got this sheet of A4 paper, and some of them haven't got a cross or nothing there, but they've still got the frame around them. They put these laminated paper on the grave with a rock on it, and they're all earmarked for removal.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm speechless. I'm going to have a rest.
Okay, my brother. Tony, thank you for your call. You take care, bro.
Yeah, okay.
That's Tony Gibbs calling from Gordonville, having his say in regard to cemetery cleanup. I do know that the Cairns Regional Council does a cleanup around monsoonal season, which is about to happen, and just protection in case the so-called items become missiles as such. But get underway in regarding cleaning up your cemetery for your loved ones. Have your say in Jan Armstrong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Jan with Bullion here. Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yindji Country. BBM, Bummerabib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you seen Jan Armstrong? National Talk Black, too deadly.
I've been down on that, but I won't let it get to me. From the past and now the future that I'm visioning, and my position is to get the high standards. But the way that life is, I don't really understand it. But I know that I got something, so I keep going. Music's helped me a lot, and then I've reached those. I do music for my heart, I'm for my people, and I reach for the top of my game. All I ever dreamt of doing is just rocking the stage. It's like I'm stuck in a maze, trying to find a way out of the stress and struggle. This song is for the brothers that are in the same position, feeling the anxiousness to obtain a vision. Instead of selling drugs, make a better decision. But we know it's always hard to put food in the kitchen. Mama, papa, bitchin', and every day is still the same. And this is the story of a warrior. And I say, I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. 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 I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior. I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show. And I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land, it's sick of way everyone treats each other these days. And all I ever seen is hate and betray. Will it go or will it stay? We all deal with it from day to day. What am I supposed to say? Another family fight that never feels right, even though that it might. Ain't family supposed to be tight when you come home at night, hoping that you can go right? Respect to my elders passed on, and to my elders still standing strong. I know with your guidance and nothing can go wrong. That's why I put my heart into this song, to let you know that your spirit will move on. I'm here to help the generations get the groove on. That's why we gotta stand strong, live as one, and have a little fun before the next generation has begun.
I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold, I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land,
rhymes, some of you get my raps, young warriors, reference from me black, Alice Springs is where I'm from, yeah, I'm from another country boy, got it going on, but I'm missing my homes, cause I'm running through the city lights, living a busy life, trying to dump my dollar price, but you hear it sell it twice, I got a dream to make, selling tapes, can't wait, doing shows across the globe, making videos, I put a damn rap with a lovely hip hop, everybody get ready, cause the time for lift off, I split it clean and steady, so you know what's up, it's Devo on the rink, getting down like rock. I'ma keep going down a stick road. No matter what the distance is, then the time is slow. I'ma put my mind to the moon to get move some more. And I'ma keep my head up. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior, warrior for life. I'm a warrior.
I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show. And I'll never deny who I am.
I'm a warrior for life.
When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land, I've got my culture to hold. I've got my people to show, and I'll never deny who I am. When I walk this land,
yeah. G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Kaine nakaki, daudaya.
sar sarat pagi kai kai ne nakaki dau daya apani pani leyai zebra ne
culture.
Yeah, there it is. Once upon a time, Andrew Guru, I'm Ben here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Song, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Song, your mob too deadly. All right, looking at news here, ABC News, behind the news, presenter, brother man Jack Evans designed T-shirts to share Indigenous language on screen. Each week, behind the news, that's BTN, presenter and proud Gumuroi man Jack Evans greets millions of kids across the country with Yama, the Gumuroi word for hello. So with our audience, I'm always trying to show that you should be proud of who you are and where you come from, Jack says. This year, alongside the greeting, Jack has found a particular creative way to bring more of his culture and language on screen with him. I came up with this idea to make a shirt each week that included a word from my mob's language. Gumuroi with a little drawing to go along with it, he says. As far as we know, I'm the first Indigenous Australian to present the show. Knowing that makes me want to amplify it. I'm proud of it and want people to know that. Getting creative, each Jack's T-shirt design starts with a Gumuroi word. Usually I will go online and look at different dictionaries, he says. I pick one that I will either look cool or I could draw a picture with. While some designs take just an afternoon to draw on his tablet, others might be brewing in the background for weeks. Once that sat there for ages was a boot, just one boot, Jack says, then I decided no needs to be two boots and it needs hairy legs. With help from his boyfriend, Joel, the designs then made into vinyl cuts, outs and heat pressed onto T-shirts. It sort of came from that fact that I had the tools at home to make these shirts and from thinking about what I was going to wear in each week when I was presenting, Jack says. I also just thought it was a cool way to sneak a bit of culture into each episode. Language at risk, Jack did not grow up with any fluent Gumuroi speakers around him, so this T-shirt projects as an added layer of cultural reconnection. My grandma, in order to be protected, was denied her identity, so she was told, you're white, Jack says. It was later in life that she found out things, thanks to my auntie, who did a lot of research into family history and worked out all the connections. She, my auntie, has been really instrumental in bringing back the connection. Jack's aunt and brother have gone on to study Gumuroi at TAFE in courses that Jack says plays a crucial role in preventing and reviving Indigenous language. A 2019 survey found that 250 Indigenous language, Australian languages active prior to colonisation, only 12 were still being actively acquired by children. Indigenous languages are a threat of being lost, and a lot of work is done to make sure that our languages stay and they thrive moving forward, Jack says. So this T-shirts can be a little part of that. Hopefully, if they the audience, take away just one word, I think that's great. So look, fantastic. Congratulations, Jack, and leading from the front and using your platform, using the space that you have. So too deadly, you mob. It is our story, keeping our story, our language alive and our culture alive. So by any means necessary, heard that before. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Why did you get vaccinated? Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious preventable diseases. When you visit the free Wu Choperin Vaccination Pop-Up Clinic, you'll be entered into the monthly draw to win 6 months free fruit and vegetables delivered directly to your door every week. Wow, that's a great reward for protecting your family. One entry for every free vac shot. This Wednesday in Edmonton, no appointment needed. Just walk in between 9 a.m. and 12 noon. Check out Wu Choperin's Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor. From December 10, people under the age of 16 will no longer have access to social media accounts. It's part of a new law to help keep young mobs safe online. Head to esafety.gov.au to learn more. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra. Station sponsor.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kat yendaba bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Lem ready. Bakir ge. Das meli. Aumuriske. Lem ready. Bakir ge. Das meli. Aumuriske. Lem ready. Au bakir ge. Dasmeli au muriske, lemredi au bakirge. Dasmeli au muriske. Tabakeslewa, tabakeslewa, tabakeslewa. This one my place. Tabakeslewa, tabakeslewa, tabakeslewa. This one my place.
Sitting on a big stone, let me look a long way. Money sitting on a big stone,
that's really our worries gay.
Money sitting on a big stone, let me look a long way. Money sitting on a big stone,
that's really our worries gay. Tabak is lewa, tabak is lewa, tabak is lewa, it's on my place. Tabak is lewa. Tabakeslewa, it's on my place.
Lem ready, yo, bakirge, das meli, au muriske.
Lem ready, yo, bakirge,
das meli, au muriske.
Lem ready, yo, bakirge, das meli, au muriske. Tabakeslewa, tabakeslewa. Tabakeslewa, it's on my place. Tabakeslewa, 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 it's on my place.
Slewa.
Lem ready, au bakirge. Das meli, au muriske. Lem ready, au bakirge. Das meli, au muriske. Lem ready, au bakirge. Das meli, au muriske. Tabakesle. Tabakeslewa.
Tag mauki mauki. Teter mauki mauki. I'd like it, Mimika.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dideli, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Dideli number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, based here on Yidinji country on Bunbury Bripper Media, 98.7 FM. Yarn up strong. You might be, you can text your brother as well, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Look at more headline news here. National Indigenous Times, Catherine and Northern Territory, West Health Board have partnered with Sunrise Health Service and Wurundjeri Health Service to deliver the community-led program which aims to prevent tech-based abuse of First Nations women. Big Rivers region fights back against tech-based abuse of First Nation women. Three Northern Territory-based Aboriginal organisations have partnered to prevent tech-based abuse of First Nations women delivered by the Catherine West Health Board Aboriginal Corporation in partnership with Sunrise Health Service Aboriginal Corporation and Wurundjeri Health Service. The community-led project aims to build awareness and accountability with First Nation men of the Big Rivers region. The co-design program aims to promote positive, respectful behaviours and increase accountability and leadership skills of men in the country, in the community, with the project set to harness First Nations men's voices and ideas to develop tailored, culturally appropriate resources to address the underlying drivers of tech-based abuse. Catherine West Health Board CEO Sinan Cooney said First Nations communities in the Big Rivers region are feeling the very real impact of technology facilitated abuse. By taking a regional approach in a partnership with Wurundjeri Health Service and Sunrise Health Service Aboriginal Corporation, we are extending our reach and strengthening how we protect families, Mr. Cooney said. This work is about more than prevention. It's about empowerment, giving women, children and families the tools they need to feel safe, connected and supported. Just as importantly, it creates space for strong men in their communities to step forward as leaders, driving change through respect, responsibility and commitment to building a safer future for everyone. And through the federal government's Preventing Tech-Based Abuse of Women Grants Program, $394,000 of funding has been awarded to bring the project to fruition. Federal Minister for Indigenous Australians, Senator Malandiri McCarthy, thanked the project's partner organisations for their vital work designing programs that support respectful relationships in our communities, including First Nation communities. The Albanese government is committed to improving the safety of women and children and ending gender-based violence, Senator McCarthy said. Technology-based abuse, like all forms of abuse, is unacceptable. So there it is. Congratulations, team effort, and love and respecting our women, and especially our children out there as well. So look, a great platform, a great vehicle, and about getting it together, together. Your daily program here, National Talk Black, coming up to news here very soon. Stay tuned for that, you mob. Yarn up here on National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, to Dideli.
Thinking about your body next to mine, butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember.
Hey, you mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Space, beam me up away, get a grip away, away.
go dizzy, too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trinity Trevor here, Murray from the Curry, about to sign off. You mob, I thank you very much for your company. I'm back in the hostel again tomorrow on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Thank you for your company. Big shout out to First Nation radio stations across the big island of Australia for the beautiful work you do. Thank you very much. And big shout out to also Bummer Bipper Media, the board of directors here, the management and the crew. Thank you very much. And NERS, too deadly. Thank you, team effort, but stay tuned. NERS have got the news coming up very soon via that that platform, NERS. Trinity Trev signing off. Thank you very much, your mob. Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black.
G'day, folks. Troy Cassavale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son.